Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the first day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Beis, second day Rosh Chodesh. Masechta Trumos, Perek Revi, Mishnah Hey. Hamra Bibitruma, what happens if a person gives more truma than the shear? What's the maximum you can give? We said that the rabbis made a shear, an average shear is 1/50th, that's 2%. A generous measure is 1/40th, a stingy one is 1/60th. What's the maximum you want to give if you're generous? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Me'asara, he says you can give up to 10%. Up to 10% of the grain can be considered trumasdo. Ki trumas maiser. He says we follow the shear that trumas maiser is given. Trumas maiser is the maiser of the maiser that the Levi gets. He gives a tenth of his tenth to the kohen. Now, the Torah calls that tenth of the tenth Truma. We call it Truma Smaisa, but the Torah calls it Truma. So therefore, Truma Gedola should be given up to a maximum of what the Truma Smaisa is, 10%. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Yosemekan, what happens if he gives more than 10%? Then the balance over the 10%, Yasenu Truma Smaisa L'mokamacher. He uses it as Truma Smaisa for another lot of maaser. What does that mean? The balance of it is not called truma, says Rabbi Eliezer. So what is it? It's basically chulin, and it's chayiv in maaser because it didn't do its job as truma. Well, now we've got a problem because we've got this bit of chulin, the extra part that's not truma, mixed with the truma. How can you remedy it? What we do is you make that extra amount maaser rishon, all of it maaser rishon. Give it all to the Levi. The Levi will then make the Maaser Rishon, this Maaser Rishon that's mixed with the Truma, he'll declare it as being Truma's Maaser for another lot of Maaser, another batch of Maaser that he has of his own. And then he gives the whole lot to the Kohen because it's now all Truma. Part of it is the Truma, the original Truma that the Israel did. And the balance that was extra, that was more than the 10%, that was all Trumas Maaser now, which also goes to the Kohen. In fact, some say that you don't even have to give it to the Levi to do that. The Yisrael can do that. The Yisrael can make it Trumas Maaser on Maaser Rishon that he's got somewhere else. And for sure, Maaser Rishon of that particular grain, of that particular part. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. 10% is the maximum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mechtze Chulin, Mechtze Truma. He says no. He says he can give more truma up to a maximum of 50%. Half of the entire pile of grain can be called truma and will be valid as truma. Why? Because the Torah describing truma uses the words reshis degoncha, the first of your grain. And he darshaned it in the following way. Reshis, the first of it, can be like the rest of it, like the dongan. The truma can be equal to what you've got left. Basically, 50% can be truma. 50% remains chulin. And now comes a third opinion. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva Omrim, Ad sheyishayer shom chulin. You can give as much truma as you like, as long as there's a little bit of the grain, of the pile of grain, that will still remain as chulin. You can give 90% of a truma if you like, and it'll be valid, as long as there's something left for the owner that's not truma, that remains chulin. They learn it out of the Pasuk, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva learn it out of the Pasuk, Reishis. They say the word reishis implies that's the first, as long as there's some balance left. But if a person says, I want the whole pile to be truma, or my grain to be truma, then it's not going to work because it's not reishis anymore, because then it's the entire thing. Reishis implies there's something left. How much left? Doesn't matter. What's interesting to note, some ask, in the first opinion, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, why does he make the balance of that truma, what's open above the truma of 10%. Why does he make that trumas maaser? Why doesn't he just make a truma gedola, the original truma, for another place? Why doesn't the Israel make a truma? Why make the trumas maaser? And some say because you can only give truma gedola min hamukaf, only from what's next to it, only from what's next to it. And here it's no longer here. It's far away from the original pile of grain. Trumas maaser, however, can be given even if it's not from the Maaser, not from Min HaMukaf, as we call it. Others reject that reason, but that reason is brought by the Rambam and Batana. Mishnah Vav. V'shlosha prokim v'sharim misakol kola. There are three times a year that we estimate and we calculate what is the quantity of figs or other fruits that the basket can hold. Why is that? Because we want to know how much truma we have to take from it, from this basket. So, for example, if we worked out that this basket holds 100 figs, so you know that you need to take 2 figs to be satisfying the requirement of truma, which is 1/50. Now, even though we do not take truma by measure, you're not allowed to use a measuring stick or measuring cup to take truma, but we do take truma from something that is measured or weighed or counted. So the original produce should be counted, so you know approximately what truma to take. So what are the three times that we measure and work out how much the basket can contain? Baba Kores, if it's the beginning of the time where the fruit's first becoming ripe, then they tend to be full, big, and the basket can only hold a few of them. Then we work out how much it can hold at that time of the year. Ubasiafos, at the end of the season, when the fruits are much smaller, we work out how many fruits they'll hold there, which will obviously be a lot more because they're smaller. Over Amsa Kites, in the middle of the summer, where the fruits are ripened but not so big, and the basket can hold more than in the beginning ripening season, a bit less than what the basket would hold at the end of the season, then we work out what that quantity would be. Hamoyne Meshubach. Now, one who counts the fruits in the basket, that's good to take truma maaser, to take truma from what's been counted. That's better than just estimating it. So that's not bad. However, v'hamoyded, if you measure meshubach mana, that's even better than just counting the quantity of fruits, the quantity of figs. Because sometimes you'll have some figs which are bigger, some which are smaller, and the number doesn't really give you the shear of how many of how much you've got here. So measuring is better than counting. But v'hashokel, says the Mishnah, one who weighs Mishubach Mishubashlashtan is the best of all of them. When you weigh what the weight of this full basket is in terms of the fruit, then you get a much, much more accurate, the most accurate measurement. And then you'd know, let's say that it holds 100 kilos or it holds 10 kilos, then you know that you have to take at least 1/50th of that as trimah.